We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Brian Costello of The Fan, The New York Post. He covers the Giants. And Brian, at any time, especially at 1:06 in the morning, we really appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes. And I know, I know, what have you done for us lately, Mike Maccagnan?
Yeah, he's going to be a hero to Jets fans right now. They were killing him a few hours ago for letting Anthony Barr go back to Minnesota, but this is a huge strike for Maccagnan. This is, obviously, he needs a huge offseason, Steve. His job is on the line. He needs to really show a lot of progress this year with the roster, and he landed a very big fish tonight with Le'Veon Bell.
And let me ask you something. Do you think with Barr changing his mind, going back to Minnesota, Paradis, the center that signed with Carolina, the Denver center Paradis, signs with Carolina for $3.27 million, and you know the Jets had to be interested in solidifying their offensive line with him, the best center out there in the free agent market. Do you think any money they might have saved with those two, they used with Bell?
No, I think what happened, Steve, is they had a plan here, and I don't think they actually offered Paradis a contract because I think they were waiting to see what happened with Bell.
Okay.
What I was told was today was Bell kind of held them up on some stuff today. They were kind of waiting to see what he was going to do. And I'm not sure if they added any money once Barr went out, but I think they had a plan of, Mosley. They thought they could get Barr. They thought they could get Le'Veon Bell. And then it was kind of wait and see if they get all those guys and Jameson Crowder yesterday. So I think they needed this domino to fall, and now tomorrow I think they can be more aggressive in chasing some of the other holes that they have on this roster, because there's going to be a euphoria for Jets fans right now. They got Le'Veon Bell. They haven't had a star like this in a while, but the reality is there's still a lot of holes on this team that need to be filled.
What do you think they're going to do with that number three pick, and do you think that the 49ers signing Dee Ford will affect what the Jets do at number three?
It could. I mean, I don't know now. Are the 49ers in the market for Nick Bosa? Like, do they pass on him because they got a pass rusher? Or will they say, you can't have enough of them? We'll take Bosa, too. I think to me, and I haven't really wavered on this, I think the Jets need to take a pass rusher. I think if Josh Allen is there, he's definitely a candidate. When they had Anthony Barr, some people were saying, if he's a pass rusher, could they take Quinnen Williams from Alabama? Yeah, I could see that too. I think it's going to come down to Maccagnan's evaluation of those two players, unless Bosa falls. So if Bosa falls, that would be remarkable, because we've seen this before with the Jets, with Leonard Williams falling to six, Jamal Adams falling to six, Sam Darnold falling to three last year when no one expected it. So Mike Maccagnan has had some very good luck in the first round of the draft. The other rounds haven't been as lucky for him, but I still think, we're ways away from that. And I think the point of free agency for Mike Maccagnan is to fill as many holes as he can so he can take the best player on his board when it comes draft time and he doesn't have to reach for a need.
Do you know how many other teams might have been in the running for Bell?
I don't think there was many, Steve. There's various, there might be some teams that showed some interest, but I don't think he had a lot of offers. This deal is significantly less than the deal that he was offered by the Steelers last July. That deal was for $70 million. This one is for $52 million. That deal averaged, I think it was $14 million a year. This one's about $13 million a year. So this is less than Bell thought he was going to get. I mean, this is less than he would have played for last year on the franchise tag, which was $14 million. So, to me, the way I read the tea leaves especially today, I think Bell's camp was trying to get other teams involved. The Jets came in with their offer. They stayed there. They were desperately trying to get other teams involved to push the money up, and I don't think it ever happened. And the Jets kind of stayed firm, and they got him at a deal that I think you have to look at it and say that's a team-friendly deal. Before the free agency, everyone was saying Bell would get $15 million, $17 million. They got him for $13 million a year.
And you're right, $35 million of this guaranteed, the max value, $61 million.
Right, and that indicates to me that maybe there's 3 years of a guarantee, which I want to see the details. We don't know the details yet. And how that's kind of the key to me in this whole thing is when can the Jets get out of this deal? Like, if it doesn't work out, can you get out for 2 years? Is it going to be 3 years? $35 million to me indicates it's probably 3 years before they can get out of this deal. So, if it doesn't work out, that's always a key with these free agency deals in the NFL.
What would make it not work out? What baggage, what issues do we have to be aware of and concerned about?
Well, he's got a lot of mileage. All right. They ran him a lot in Pittsburgh. He has a lot of mileage on his legs. He's only 27, but I mean, if you watch the Steelers when he was there, he ran the ball a lot. So that would worry me a little bit. He's had some injury history. He's had some leg injuries, so he could be injured a lot. And he's had two drug suspensions. You got to put that in the mix too. So you never know with free agency. I like to say they're free agents for a reason. There's always a reason why these guys hit the market. The best ones don't hit the market, right? Yeah. Tom Brady doesn't become a free agent. So Pittsburgh knew this guy best. Obviously, there was a lot of weird stuff going on contractually last year. He didn't take that deal from them and then sat out the entire season. So things kind of soured there. But, why was this guy available? You never know in free agency how it's going to work out.
No, and you hit on something so very important. These players are not free unless there is age or it's money or it's injury or it's all of the above.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's why, I know everyone gets very excited this week every year. Oh, my gosh, they added this guy, this guy, this guy. It always makes me laugh, the kind of cycle of this. There's always this huge excitement in March and even into the season. There's going to be excitement about these guys, and then a year from now, there's going to be one or two of these guys that you're like, oh, gosh. Like, Trumaine Johnson is a great example. He was the best cornerback available last year. The Jets went out and got him. Jets fans couldn't stand him by November. So, these things happen. And then, inevitably, in a few years, teams are cutting these guys that they signed to these big contracts or getting rid of them, like the Giants with Olivier Vernon, that kind of thing. So, free agency is kind of a tricky thing. But I do think, in the short term, the Jets' offense is going to be a lot better with Le'Veon Bell. I don't just think that about that. So I think Jets fans have reason to be excited tonight.
Oh, yeah. How can you not be? I mean, on paper, now, and again, you qualify your remarks. It's exciting. But, of course, there's always a downside with anything.
Yep. Now, you never know. And the Jets still need, to me, the offensive line still needs work.
Sure.
They added Assembly at left guard.
Right.
That's really I still think I don't know what they're going to do at center. All the top centers are really gone. Do they draft one? Do they make another trade for one? I don't know, but I think they need some help on that offensive line, because Bell's a great runner, but he's not going to be a great runner if he doesn't have anywhere to run.
Well, of course. And did they make any offer that you know of? We're talking with a well-known voice on the Fan, with the Joe and Evan program, with Brian Costello, who covers the Jets for the Fan, and with the New York Post. Did they make any offer for Paradis, the Denver center? None.
No, I don't think they did. I think they were waiting on this Bell deal. Maybe they felt like the money for him was going to be too much if they signed Bell as well. So I think they were really waiting to see what happened with Bell before they moved forward with him, and he decided not to wait and to take the deal that he had from the Panthers.
And Crowder. Now, Crowder missed 9 games. Now, when he's healthy, and we know that maybe this last year was a disaster for him, and with Washington, what kind of a team is this? But nonetheless, he missed 9 games last year. But if the guy is healthy, and 2 years ago, I think it was his best season. But he does add to a receiving core that needed added.
Yes, absolutely. And the slot receiver was a huge position for Adam Gase. If you've watched the Dolphins with Jarvis Landry and with Danny Amendola, and back to the Broncos days when you had Wes Welker, it's a huge position for him. So they had to add that. And Crowder had ankle injury last year, and I think when he came back, it was after Alex Smith had gotten home, and they were going through a lot of back. You know, they were with Mark Sanchez and Josh Jackson. I can't remember who played. Josh Johnson, I mean, played for them. So they were going through some different quarterback problems. But when he had Cousins a few years ago, he's very good. I think he's going to be a very valuable piece too for Sam Darnold, a guy that can get open underneath and really help this offense move.
And taking the place, of course, in the slot, you can certainly make that argument because that's what he does.
Yeah, oh yeah, he'll be a slot receiver for them, and that should free up you know, Quincy Enunwa to do some different stuff because the Jets have used him in the slot before. But I think, you know, this will let Quincy do some other things Quincy can get deep. He can be a deep threat. He can be a down the field guy. The Jets didn't really use him that way last year.
And Anderson, I mean, he showed that he could run. He could run the right way.
Yeah, no, and Robbie can take the top off of defense. The next step for Robbie is kind of just getting more routes in his repertoire and being more of a complete wide receiver.
And are you giving much of, and before we let you go, Brian, and it's late to begin with, but I can't thank you enough. And with the Williams and Gaze, yeah, you got to think they're very happy to hear about some of these additions to help them get off to the good start.
Yeah, no, they have to be excited. You know, I'm sure Greg Williams was disappointed at the Anthony Barr news. I know,
right?
You know, he liked him, and they had big plans for him. But I mean, C.J. Mosley, Steve, is a very good player. I think the Jets might have overpaid a little bit for him.
But that's
a lot of money for an inside linebacker. But he is a very good player.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to help the Jets defense, and he's going to help Adam Gase, I think, in the locker room and try to build his program here. So. You know, I think the Jets, that was a big move for the Jets as well. It feels like it was 3 weeks ago, but it was this morning.
Yeah, no kidding. And so you think the Jets may be staying more at 3 instead of moving down. What do you think?
I just don't see who's moving up in this draft. That's my question. And maybe that changes as it gets closer and there's more of a fervor for these quarterbacks. But I don't sense right now, Kyler Murray, you know, could go number one, but I don't see teams jumping up to get Dwayne Haskins right now. I don't think the Giants will, and I'm not sure who else is going to try to move up to get him. So, to me, it's not like last year or even previous years where there's like two or three guys that you know at the top of the draft people are going to want. So I think it might be difficult for them to move down. I still think they would want to if they could, because they'd love to recoup that second-round pick they gave up last year to the Colts and the Darnold, the move that ended up being for Sam Darnold. But I just don't know how robust a market there's going to be if teams trying to move up.
And they gave up three of those second-round picks. Finally, as a football fan, what did you think of Beckham? Are you surprised to hear about him being traded?
I was shocked. Yeah, you know, I know there's a lot of baggage there with the Giants, but he is just so good and so talented. And, you know, I was just stunned they gave him the contract last summer, and then to move on from him is so strange to me. And have a 38-year-old quarterback, it's just, I don't really understand what they're doing, like a lot of people. So, you know, we'll have to see once they can explain themselves what they say.
Maccagnan, if you were to grade him right now, and there's still a lot more time with everything still going on and with the draft, everything, would you give him an A?
Probably a little short of an A right now. There's just a lot of holes to fill still, Steve. I think, you know, you need two cornerbacks, you need a center. You know, I think he still has some work to do here. So let's see it's an incomplete right now. I'll take the cop out. Let's see where he is in May.
What a tough grader. I'm glad I never had you as a teacher. Brian, thanks so much for giving us a couple of minutes. You know it means a lot.
No problem, Schmooze. I'm sure you have a lot to talk about tonight.
You think?
Yeah, I think this will be an easy show for you. You're not going to be having to dissect the Mets bullpen tonight.
With the Beckham and with the Bell and everything else going on, it's like Christmas and New Year's and Carnival and Mardi Gras all rolled up into one.
No one's talking about Tebow going to Syracuse. That's getting lost here.
He'll finally be called up to the varsity to conduct during the seventh inning stretch. He'll take confession. He'll help out the team in that way. And they could sell wine and loaves of bread at concession stands. Brian, I'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Brian Costello of The Fan and, of course, with the New York Post.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.